Good morning.
It is, good 弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴能够在弟兄姐妹当中。
We only have one microphone.
我们只有一个麦克风。
And so, Madeline will be using the microphone.
所以 David 很 nice 让我用。
That way we don't have to switch back and forth.
我们不可以不用换来换去。
And so it's good to be here with all of you today.
今天很高兴能够在弟兄姐妹的当中。
So this morning we want to look at and talk about Christians who are confused.
我们今天要谈的话就讲到有些基督徒非常的困惑。
We want to talk about why Christians get confused about what to do.
我们要谈到说为什么基督徒对某些事情说该怎么行怎么做会有点困惑。
Maybe there are certain decisions that need to be made.
可能我们必须要做一些决定。
Maybe there's a decision to move to a different country because of work.
可能因为工作关系我们必须变迁到另外一个国家去。
And we get confused. We're not sure what we should do.
我们有点困惑，不知道我们该如何行。
Especially as Christians.
特别是作为一个基督徒。
Or maybe there's for some of us who are single.
可能在我们当中有一些单身的弟兄姐妹。
There's a chance to get into a relationship.
你可能有一个有机会跟有一个人有一个关系。
We get confused. We don't know if we should get into this relationship.
可是我们不知道说我们是否应该跟这个人约会。
When my wife first met me.
当我的太太第一次遇到我的时候。
She was confused.
她也觉得很困惑。
I was already interested in my wife.
我对我的太太非常的有兴趣。
And my wife was unsure.
我太太不太清楚。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
but she was confused.
她很困惑。
And she actually had an opportunity to date someone else.
她有机会可以跟另外一个人约会。
And he was really different from me.
她跟我完全不一样。
He was Chinese.
他是一个中国人。
Spoke perfect Mandarin.
可以讲非常完标准的国语。
Went to UC Berkeley.
去了 Berkeley 大学。
He was 6'2".
大概六尺二。
He played guitar.
他能够弹吉他。
And he spoke perfect Mandarin.
他的中文非常的标准。
And so she had someone like him.
他有这样一个人在他身边。
And someone like me.
然后有另外一个就是我。
The only Mandarin I know.
我唯一所知道的中文。
那个。
就是那个。
对。
对。
I didn't go to UC Berkeley.
我没有上 UC Berkeley 大学。
I went to a Bible college.
我去参加一个神学院。
I was not 6'2".
我没有六尺二。
I used to be 6'2".
我以前曾经六尺二。
I did not make that much money.
我没有赚很多的钱。
I didn't know how to play guitar.
我不会弹吉他。
The only instrument I knew how to play.
我唯一会玩的乐器。
Was just clapping my hands.
就是拍拍手。
And so my wife was confused.
我太太很困惑。
And both this other person and myself, we were both Christians.
我们两位都是基督徒。
And so it was, she was really confused.
她不知道该如何去行。
Now, let me back up a little and explain why she was confused.
我可能给大家一些背景，说为什么我太太会觉得很难做这决定。
See, my wife had two types of people in her life.
我太太的生命当中有两种人在她的生命当中。
She had her community at church.
她有在教会的一个团体。
Who always encouraged her to find a Christian husband.
他们常常鼓励她要找一个基督徒的一个先生。
That the husband being Christian is the most important thing.
在选择先生的时候，最重要的事就是要必须相信他是一个基督徒。
And her other, and then the other part of her life.
另外一方面。
She had her family.
她有她的家人。
And they were not Christian.
她的家人不是基督徒。
And so they taught her.
他们教导她。
To look for someone that has. Hello.
嗯哼。
Hello. We just want you to pretend. Oh yeah, pretend. It's more formal.
Hello.
So I'll keep on going and then if I start screaming.
You just have the voice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they were not her family were not Christian.
她的家庭不是基督徒。
And so they taught her that the most important thing.
他们教导她在选择配偶的时候最重要的一件事情。
Is to find someone that. And so they told her the most important thing to find in a husband.
她跟人家讲最重要的一个条件。
Is if he had money.
就是你的先生必须很有钱。
She didn't have to even love him.
她不需要爱这个人。
She wouldn't even need to like him.
他也不需要喜欢这个人。
But as long as he was good to her,
只要他对他好。
He was stable.
他就是一个有稳定的工作。
And he had money.
然后很有钱。
And he spoke perfect Mandarin.
然后他讲一个完美的中文。
That's what was all that was important.
这才是最重要的条件。
Her aunt told her when she was very young.
他的阿姨告诉他说。
Love is overrated.
他说爱已经被别人太高举了。
Love.
你根本不需要爱。
You need stability.
你需要这是一个稳定的生活。
And so my wife was confused.
我的太太就非常困惑。
And so this other guy now, unfortunately, he wasn't a very strong Christian.
另外一个人就是他虽然是个基督徒，可是不是一个很坚强的基督徒。
And she didn't like the faith that he had.
他对他的信仰有一点疑问。
It wasn't very strong.
因为他的信仰并不是很扎实。
But he played guitar.
可是他能够弹吉他。
I don't know what it is about guys, men who play guitar.
我不知道说是不是能弹吉他的男士特别的有吸引力。
It just, you know, just does something to a woman.
对一个女性来说特别的不一样。
You know, a normal guy, he says, you know, whoever, if he has a guitar, anything he says is very profound.
当一个男生他手上有吉他的时候，他所讲的东西都很非常的深奥。
But the guy without the guitar, he said the same thing.
同样的一个男生说，如果他手中没有一个吉他，
it wouldn't make sense.
他讲的时候，一些话都不是很有道理。
I've seen this.
我曾经见过这样的事情。
So with the guitar, say God is about destiny.
所以他们讲到说神是我们的命运的时候，
it doesn't make sense.
好像没听起来没怎么样。
But with the guitar, you're just like, wow.
当你用吉他弹起这句话的时候，不得了了。
And then on my side, you know, she liked that I was a strong Christian.
她很喜欢说我是一个很坚强的基督徒。
But where I was working at that time,
我们那时候都在工作当中。
I wasn't very stable.
我并不是很固定。
And so my wife was confused.
所以因此我的太太就觉得很两难之间很难做一个决定。
But I offered her a two-week trial.
我跟她讲说我可以给她两个礼拜的试用期。
I said, you can return anything you want.
你可以退货，随时欢迎你退货。
And money guarantee.
而且是有金钱的保证。
And she decided to go with me.
她就决定选择了我。
And so she was in a place where she was confused.
她到了一个阶段，她非常的困惑。
About what to do.
到应该该如何去做选择。
And so we have some of us today are confused.
所以今天我们在当中，可能你也是在同样的光景当中。
About what to do.
知道说该如何去行。
So let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
请打开圣经，新约圣经加拉太书第一章。
And take a look at how Paul addresses this issue.
看到说保罗在这方面要给我们怎样的一个教导。
We'll look at chapter 1, verses 6 through 7.
我们要看的经文是加拉太书第一章6到7节。I'm fine. You just see what I'm doing.
Okay, it says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
加拉太书第一章六到七节说道，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人来搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
And so what we see happening in this passage,
在这段经文里面我们要看到的是
is that there were a group of Christians,
在这里面有一些基督徒
who were confused about what to do.
他们很困惑该怎么做。
And when we study this scripture, this whole book, this letter,
在我们读到加拉太书这卷书的时候，
we can see why they were confused.
我们必须要了解到他们为什么会困惑。
The biggest reason they were confused is this.
其中最大的一个原因就是，
they had these false teachers.
因为他们在当中有假的先知。
So the apostle Paul was their teacher.
使徒保罗就是他们的老师。
And he had to go back to Jerusalem.
他就回到耶路撒冷去。
So after he left,
在他离开以后，
these teachers came.
这些假的先知就进入到他的这些弟兄姐妹的当中。
And they were called Judaizers.
这些就是所谓的犹太人。
And they started to teach something that was different from what Paul was teaching.
他们开始他们教导他们别的福音跟保罗是完全不一样。
that if you want to be a Christian,
他教导他们说，如果你要成为一个基督徒，
you need to, yes, believe in Jesus Christ,
不错，你必须要相信耶稣基督。
But you also need to do two other things.
你另外要加上两件事情。
One of the things that you need to do,
其中一件事
was to get circumcised.
就是必须要受接受隔离。
Now back then, not everyone was circumcised.
在那当时，不是每一个人都有受到隔离。
And so if you wanted to be saved, if you wanted to get into heaven,
如果你要得救，如果你想要进入天堂，
you need to get circumcised.
你就必须去受隔离。
And so, now if you don't know, back then for Jewish people,
如果你对犹太人的背景不太了解的话，
being circumcised was really important.
受隔离是非常非常重要的一件事情。
Not only did it say that you were Jewish,
那不只是表示说你是一个犹太人。
But it was some type of special exclusive club.
它这也是代表说你是属于某一个特会。
And so people who were circumcised were proud of being circumcised.
所以那些受过隔离的特别的骄傲。
It was like you're part of a special group.
因为你是属于一个特别的一个小组。
It's kind of like when college students go to college.
就好像大学生去上大学的时候。
With UC Berkeley.
他们会穿着他们属于所读的大学的一个 sweatshirt.
Or Harvard.
或者是 Harvard 大学。
Or
穿的是就是说受隔离，我不知道，或者是这样子。
I don't know how they do.
不知道他们怎样来表达。
But that was what they taught.
那是他们当时的那个想
法。So circumcised.
有这样的压力，必须受隔离。
Not only that, but there's this pressure to obey the Mosaic.
不只叫他们必须接受，也遵守摩西律法。
Now there's about 316.
摩西律法大概是有316条。
Now can you imagine having to follow 316 rules every day?
你可以想象一下哈，每一天你要去遵守361条的律法。
You could not break any of these rules.
你不可以破任何条律法。
If you...
其中的一个律法，你就被批判。
My wire is kind of loose.Because you're fading.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, and so, 316 laws.
316条的律法。
You cannot break any of it.
你不可以犯任何一条。
And we can see how impossible this was.
我们可以看到这是非常困难的一件事情。
Let me give you some samples of their laws.
我给你们一些例子，让你知道他们的一些律法包括哪一些。
One was, do not...Follow the whims of your heart.
其中一个就是不要跟你的心意去行。
Don't we make decisions out of the whims of our heart?
我们不是常常会跟着我们的心情，我们心里面所感受的去做决定吗？
When we decide what to eat,
当我们决定我们要吃什么的时候，
Is it not the whims of our heart?
不是因为我们内心的有这样的一个需要吗？
When I drive by Daly City,
我当我去Daly City 的时候，
And I smell the dim sum.
我闻到 Tim Song 的香味
，From Koi Palace，
看到鲤鱼门的那个点心的香味
，The whims of my heart，
我的心就开始被钻动
，Want to eat there，
很想吃这些精致的点心
，I'm sure you have children，
我相信你有小孩
，When you drive by In-N-Out，
你去 In-N-Out 餐厅的时候
，And you say your children smell In-N-Out，
你的小孩就闻到 In-N-Out 的香味
，And he say I want In-N-Out，
他就想说我要吃 In-N-Out。
And he starts crying.
他就开始哭泣。
He starts stomping.
他就开始闹。
And he starts throwing tantrums.
他开始发脾气。
Even though they're 23 years old.
因为他们已经20，虽然他们即便他们已经23岁。
I want In-N-Out.
我要吃 In-N-Out Burger.
And you're paying for your 23-year-old son.
然后你作为父母还要替他付钱。
Does not work.
这样是不行的。
Right? The whims of our heart.
我们心里面的那个心意。
Don't we make decisions out of the whims of our heart?
我们常随着我们的心意，我们的心情去做决定。
Then you marry your spouse.
然后你娶了你的配偶。
Out of the whims of your heart.
也是因为根据你心里面的决定。
I mean, who marries out without the whims of their heart?
如果我们没有心里面被触动，我们会去结婚吗？
Does anyone in here marry out of calculation?
有没有当中有没有人因为计算过，所以决定要娶下那谁？
Did you meet your spouse and say, hmm?
你第一次见到你的配偶的时候。
Let me calculate this.
让我计算一下。
According to the angularly the proportion,
根据我所计算里面
we will be a good fit.
我们会是一个很好的配偶。
And And so it is impossible to not break the
是不可能不会随着我们的心意去行的。
The second rule
第二个
is to not to bear a grudge.
就是心里面不可以怀恨。
Don't we bear grudges every day?
我们常常很容易在心里面去怀恨。
This is a good one to use against your spouse.
这是很好来面对你的配偶的。
When you do something wrong.
当你做错事的时候。
So I'm sorry.
说我对不起。
You're bearing a grudge.
那你就是你就在怀恨。
You are sinning.
你在犯罪。
So children, you can use this against your parents.
小孩子也可以用来这来对付妈妈爸爸妈妈。
You're bearing a grudge.
你在怀恨。
You are sinning, mom.
你在犯罪妈妈。
And here's another hard one for some of us Chinese.
对一些中国来说，接下来这一条是更加的困难跟挑战性。
This rule some of us cannot break.
这个我可能中国人都做不到。
I'm sorry, some of us will break this.
可能有些人会破这个律法。
This is the rule.
这是这个律法。
To not eat blood.
不可以吃血。
Now some of you are thinking, what does he mean?
你会问说他在讲什么？
We can't even eat it. I don't know what Chinese people eat this.
我不知道为什么中国人喜欢吃猪血啊。
I think you do.
我想我们当中都有。
But Vietnamese people, we eat in the soups.
我们越南人是在汤里面吃那个猪血。
It's like a cube of.
是好像一块一块的那种猪血糕。
Right, it's like pork blood.
是。Right. 是猪血、yeah.
Now some of us may love this pork blood.
我们当中有些人可能特别喜欢猪血。
How do you like this pork blood?
请大家举手，如果当中有人喜欢的。
You have broken the law.
你已经犯了摩西的律法。
I have, for some reason, never eaten this.
我不懂为什么原因，我就从来没有吃过猪血。
It doesn't look appetizing.
对我来说，它并没有吸引力。
I wonder what it tastes like. Is it like Jello?
我不知道它的味道是如何。是不是像 Jello 这样子
？Like blood Jello, right?
是好像是血的 Jello。
So I'm curious when you poke it, does it bleed?
我在想着你在刺的时候，它有没有血，鲜血有没有流出来
？And so what I'm trying to present here is this.
我这里要为你呈现的是
these mosaic laws.
这些摩西的律法
are impossible.
是我们是没有办法每一条去守的。
To keep.
去遵守每一条律法。
It is too easy to break.
是很容易我们就不小心就犯了其中一条律法。
And so this presents a major problem for these Christians.
所以对这些人来说，这个时候这就是呈现一个很大的困难。
And we can see why they're confused.
我们就可以明白为什么他很困惑。
I mean, one, we have to look at it very clearly.
其中一个我们要看得很清楚的。
It's confusing.
就是说非常的混乱。
It doesn't make sense.
对我们来说不知道该怎么行。
It's a contradiction.
因为彼此之间有一点冲突。
If Jesus Christ died for our sins.
如果耶稣基督已经为我而死。
It means that Jesus is here to save us.
所以说基督是来到这里来救你跟我。
Because we are sinners.
因为你我都是罪人。
We can never be perfect.
我们不可能完美。
We are prone to break the law.
我们很容易就犯罪，我们有这些罪性。
And so that's why Jesus Christ died on the cross.
所以耶稣基督必须死在十字架上。
But now you have this other two rules.
在另外一方面，你有两个部分。
One, you have to be circumcised.
第一，你必须要接受隔离。
And the other, you have to follow the 316 rules.
第二，你必须遵守摩西的316条律法。
In some ways, it says that if I can perfect this,
如果我可以把这个都执行出来
，I am worthy to be in heaven.
我可以有这个权利到天堂去。
Do you see the contradiction?
你有没有看到这样的一个矛盾在当中
？If we follow the Mosaic law,
如果我们遵行摩西的律法
，What we're saying is we don't need Jesus.
对，我们就在等于说我根本不需要耶稣基督。
We can save ourselves.
我可以自救。
And so this is what's happening.
这就是他们当中所发生的一个困惑。
And the other contradiction is this.
另外一个困惑。
It is impossible.
因为根本不可能。
To not break all these 360.
不犯这其中的任何一条316条律法。
And so they were in great confusion.
他们是在很大的一个困惑当中。
Now some of us are in great confusion today.
我们当中可能也面对同样的一个困惑。
We follow Jesus.
是的，我们是跟随耶稣基督的人。
But isn't there? Don't we all have other teachers?
可是我们当中生命当中也有其他的教师。
Who are telling us how to live our life?
他们在教导我们应该怎么去过我们的生活。
Who are telling us what we can do to have happiness?
他告诉我们怎么去争取所谓的幸福。
What we can do to have security?
我们怎么去做才可能有安全感？
And so some of us, we are confused.
所以我们当中有些人也是很困惑。
Maybe we're confused because we are following other things.
我们困惑，因为我们追求了别的福音。
In this passage, he calls it other gospels.
在这里，他所用的一个词就是别的福音。
Which is no gospel at all.
就是根本就是福音。
And so some of us, we are confused because there are other gospels in our lives.
所以我们当中，有些可能会困惑，因为我们的生命除了耶稣基督以外，有别的福音在当中。
Maybe it's the gospel of having the perfect house.
可能我们当中的那个福音是我们必须要有一个很大很美的房子。
If we can move in the right neighborhood,
如果我们可以搬到一个好的社区，
we will be safe.
我们就会很安全。
We will be happy.
我们就会很快乐。
Or maybe it's the gospel of the perfect job.
或许是说我们有这样的困惑，说我们要有找到一个完美的工作。
The perfect position.
找到一个完美的职位。
It will give us security.
它会带给我们安全感。
We will be able to bring happiness to our children.
我们能够带给我们的孩子们许多的快乐。
We'll be a better family.
我们会成为一个更美好的家庭。
Or maybe for some of us, it's having the perfect body.
可我们当中有些人想要有一个完美的身材。
Or maybe it's the perfect car.
可能想要有一个美好的车子。
Or maybe it's just perfect life.
或者是完美的人生。
Or some of us, we want our children to be perfect.
可能我们当中也有一些父母想到孩子是完美的。
And so we want them to get into the perfect college.
我们想他们进一个最理想的一个大学。
To have the perfect education.
这样他们可以有一个最理想的一个教育。
And we follow these different types of gospels.
我们就开始根据这些别的福音。
Because we think it will save us.
因为我们觉得它会救我们。
We think it will give us happiness.
我们觉得这些假的福音，这些别的福音可以给我们带给我们许多的快乐。
We think it will give us joy.
我们觉得它会带给我们喜乐。
And so what happens is we get confused.
结果呢，我们就造成自己很非常的困惑。
I'm trying to get into the perfect school.
我开始争取去进一个美好的学校。
So that means I won't have time for church.
可能我就因此没有时间到教会去。
But I need to go to church.
可是我必须去教会。
But I need to study for these tests.
可是我必须准备我的考试。
And so we don't know what to do.
因此我们在两难之间不知道该怎么行。
Or maybe we're looking for the perfect marriage.
可能我们找一个完美的婚姻。
And we find someone that is perfect.
我们找到一个很完美的人。
But they're not a Christian.
可是他不是一个基督徒。
And so we get confused.
所以我们就困惑。
He speaks perfect Mandarin.
他能够讲完美的中文。
But he's not a Christian.
可是他不是一个基督徒。
What do I do?
我应该怎么办？
Now we can see where this comes from.
我们可以知道这是从哪里来的。
It comes from the teachers in our lives.
就是这些在我们生命当中其他的教师。
Now these teachers are everywhere.
这些教师到处都有。
It could be our own family.
可能是我们的家里。
You know, you shouldn't do this.
可能我们的家里教导我们，你不该做这个，不能做那个。
Right? Some of it is our own family.
有些是我们自己家里面的人。
Maybe it's our own friends.
可能是我们的朋友。
What are you doing?
你该做什么？
You're throwing away your career.
你在毁了自己的事业。
You can skip church.
你可以不到教会去。
God won't get mad at you.
神不会对你生气的。
You need to do this.
你应该要做这个事情。
Or our own neighbors.
可能是我们。
We see them buy a nice car.
我们看到他驾一个很好的车子。
We see them get into their nice houses.
我们看到他住在一个美好的房子。
We see their kids are the perfect colleges.
我们看到他的孩子上一个理想的大学。
And they look so happy.
他们看起来都是一个幸福美满的家庭。
And we're letting them teach us.
我们就允许他们我们。
That's how we can find happiness.
所以这样你才可以找到你的快乐。
And so what we see is the teachers in our lives.
我们看到在我们生命中的这些其他的教师
are very powerful.
是非常有能力的
are very influential.
对我们的生命很有影响力
it can confuse us.
它会让我们很困惑
it can take us away from the real gospel.
它可以使我们因此把我们带离开假真的福音
it's kind of like this.
就像这样子
just to explain how the power of these other teachers.
让我跟你解释一下这些其他的教导的影响力有多么的大。
So, I think two, three years ago,
大概两三年前
I grew up my mustache.
我开始有胡须。
I had hair here.
我那边有胡须。
And I had hair here.
在下面也有。
I had two strands of hair right here.
在另外右边也有。
And I was really proud.
因此而感到很骄傲。
Every day I would touch it.
我引以为人，每天都摸它一下。
When I needed to think,
当我要想的时候
I would have to touch it.
我也要一下。
It would help me.
会，那对，可以帮助我来思考。
When I'm ordering food,
在我点餐的时候
I have to touch it.
我也要摸它一下。
And so I need advice.
当有人需要我的帮助的时候
I wouldn't know what to say.
我不知道怎么说的时候
Until I touched it.
我然后直到我把它摸了一下我的胡须，我才知道该如何去行。
So when I saw my goatee,
我看到我的胡须那些的时候
I thought I look good.
我以为我长得蛮帅的。
I thought I look dangerous.
我好像是个危险人物。
So, one day my wife,
有一天我的太太
Not actually not one day.
不是一天。
Every day.
其实是每一天。
She said to me,
她对我说
something different like this.
这样的来对我说
First time she said,
第一次她说
You look Mexican.
你看起来很像墨西哥人
Okay.
我说好
The next day,
第二天
You look Vietnamese.
你看起来很像越南人
I am Vietnamese.
我说我本来就是越南人啊
The third day,
第三天
You look like a molester.
你看起来好像是一个会
I was like, no, I don't.
色情的人 yeah.
So then at church.
到教会去。
Our sweet young teens.
我们有一个很可爱的青少年。
You know, instead of saying, you look different with this mustache.
他说你有胡须，看起来样子不太一样。
They start screaming.
他开始尖叫。
Ah.
你看起来是一个犯那个。
I said, thank you.
我说谢谢你。
Now first, you know, do all molesters have mustaches?
请问说是犯性罪的人是不是都有胡须
？No.
不是的。
Molesters come in all shapes and sizes.
他们是不同的 size, 不同的 shape.
Right.
对吗
？And so I thought, no, I don't look like a molester.
我说我不是。
And but after.2 weeks of hearing this.
两个礼拜听完这些之后
Every day.
每一天
You look like a molester.
你看起来一个性罪犯
I was looking at myself in the mirror.
我开始很认真在看在我镜子的我
And those voices.
其中的声音
You look like a molester.
看起来我的那些声音就开始出来
So then I thought, I do look like a molester.
我自己就越想越觉得很像
So I shaved it.
我赶快把胡须剃掉
But first, I left it, so it's just here.
我现在只剩下一点点。
So you see the power of influence.
所以你看到这些的影响力。
From all these types of teachers.
从这些不同的教导的里面。
For my situation, who is my teacher?
在我的情况，谁是我的教师呢
？My wife.
我太太。
And the teens at our church.
还有我们教会的这些青少年。
So you see how we have teachers everywhere.
你看到我们的生命当中每一方面都有不同的教师。
Any input that people have in our life.
所有这些他们对我们有影响的。会影响我们的决定。
But the problem is this.
这问题是。
Some people have good things to say.
有些人是有很好的东西来教导我们。
There are good advices.
他们有给我们很好的教导。
But sometimes it's contrary to the real gospel.
可是有时候是跟真的福音有抵触的。
And so we get confused.
所以因此我们就很困惑。
There's a friend that I have.
我有一个朋友。
She was a she was like a teenager like most of our teenagers.
她就像我们这里的基督青少年一样。
Except one thing.
却是有一个例外。
Her family was not a Christian.
她的家里不是基督徒。
And so she was very committed about her faith.
她对她的信仰非常的委身。
And she was able to keep up with her grades.
她的成绩也非常的好。
So her parents were okay.
所以她父母对她去教会没有问题。
And then when she went to college,
她上大学的时候
she started going on mission trips.
她开始去参加短宣队。
She started being more involved with her fellowship.
她在那个团契里面有更多的服事。
Now her grades never suffered.
可是她的成绩都一直保持得非常好。
But her parents became worried.
可是她的父母开始有点担忧。
You're doing too much of this church stuff.
她的父母觉得她
It's not going to give you a good job.
觉得这个梦对他将来的发展没有帮助。
Now in high school, she had made a commitment.
在他高中的时候，他已经做了一个决定。
That when she became a Christian,
当他成为一个基督徒
，she would follow God.
他要跟随耶稣
，and be obedient to God.
也要顺服耶稣
，knowing and trusting that God will provide for her.
因为他相信神会对他的生命有所供应。
And so she did this.
他做这样事情。
But every day, her parents.
每一天，她的父母。
So why don't you work towards your degree?
就会问要求她多花功夫在她的学位上。
Why don't you stop doing this Christian stuff?
要她停止在教会的服事。
Why don't you do it later when you get a real job.
要他等他有工作之后再参与教会的服事。
That way you can do it on the side.
这样你可以变成是业余的在服事。
And so she graduated from college.
她从大学毕业了。
And she got the perfect job.
她找到一个完美的工作。
I think she worked at Deloitte in San Francisco.
她在其中一个六大的一个公那个会计公司上班。
Is it top four financial? Anyways, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, so she had the perfect job, had the perfect place. She was in San Francisco.
她在一个很好的地方，就是在旧金山上班，在一个很有一个美好的工作。
She was in the perfect relationship.
她也有一个很好的关人际关系。
So she thought she could do both.
她以为她可以活着两个世界。
She thought she could work hard.
她可以很努力的工作。
And keep her faith.
然后守住她。
She thought she could keep God first in her life.
她以为说她可以把神放在她生命中的首位。
She thought she could trust God that God will provide.
她以为说她相信说神会供应她。
And some of us we can do this.
有些人我们当中有些人可以这么做。
But what she found was she was starting to get burnt out.
可是她发现自己已经被疲乏了。
She started to get confused.
她开始很困惑。
She started having those moments where she wasn't sure what she should do.
她已经到了一个阶段，她不知道自己应该怎么做。
Being a Christian, she believes being honest.
作为一个基督徒，她觉得她必须要老实。
No matter what.
不管在任何的事情里面。
And if we are obedient to God,
如果我们顺服上帝的话，
He will take care of us.
他会照顾我们。
But she was in these situations.
她在一个情况里面。
Where she needed to lie.
她必须要撒谎。
So she was confused.
她就很困惑。
Do I keep my job?
他我需要，因为我要为了我的工作。
Or do I follow God?
还是我要来顺服上帝呢？
But her parents kept on telling her it's more important to keep the word.
他的父母告诉他，工作比遵守上帝的律法更重要。
So she started lying.
他开始撒。
Fudging numbers.
开始在数字上做一些动作。
Because of pressure from her clients.
因为他有从顾客那边来的压力。
Not only that, but then she became more and more busy with work.
不止如此，他在工作上也越来越繁忙。
She started to believe that she needed to keep her job.
她开始相信说，她必须尽自己的全力来保住她的工作。
If she couldn't keep her job, then she would be homeless.
如果她没有工作的话，她就没有无家可归。
And this came from her parents.
这是从她父母来的教导。
And so she stopped going to church.
她就停止到教会去。
Stop reading the Bible.
停止读圣经。
And she became very good at her work.
她在工作上表现非常的优秀。
But at some point she realized.
到了她生命的一个阶段。
She was different.
她发觉自己跟别人不一样。
She was acting as if she was no longer a Christian.
她好像生活的像自己根本不是一个基督徒。
She felt far from God.
她觉得自己远离上帝。
She felt far from who she really was.
她直接觉得她不是在活一个真实的自己。
And she was unhappy.
她非常非常的不愉快。
She's still having problems with her.
她在家里面还有很多的困难。
She thought if she could just have the perfect job,
她以为她有了一个完美的工作。
Everything would be okay.
其他的一些事情都会美好。
But instead, she still had the same problem.
可是在现实当中，她还是面对同样的问题。
And so she did something really incredible.
她做一个不可思议的事。
Trusting God.
她相信上帝。
She believed that this was not where God wanted her to be.
她信靠上帝，她相信这不是上帝要她留的地方。
Because his work wasn't helping her become more and more like Christ.
因为这个工作没有帮助她越来越像耶稣基督。
So she quit her job.
她把工作给辞了。
She only needed a few more years.
她只要多几年的时间。
To become a partner.
就可以成为她的 partner.
Is it like $1 million salary a year?
这是一个不可思议的一个工作。
And so she made this.Huge commitment.
他做了一个很重要的一个尾声。
But God has taken care of her.
可是神有眷顾他。
She's in a great marriage.
他有一个美好的婚姻。
She's at a company that does not make as much money.
他在一个公司里面虽然不是赚很多钱。
But she can retain and maintain her faith.
可是他可以守住他的信仰。
And so some of us are confused.
所以我们当中有些人也是困惑。
Maybe some of us are in a place where we're not sure what we should do.
我们可能是正如何往前行。
You know, and so what we need to do is to go back to the real gospel.
我们必须要做的就是真的福音。
We need to study the real gospel.
我们需要认识真的福音。
We need to know the real gospel.
我们必须要认识真的福音。
So that way, when we hear some other type of gospel,
因此，当我们听到假的福音的时候，
we will know that it is false.
我们就知道如何去辨别哪一些是假的。
One last example.
其中的一个例子。
So long time ago in the FBI,
在很久以前，我们的美国联邦局
，they started studying counterfeit money.
他们开始去研究假钞。
The FBI had their agents.
联邦局有一些 agent
study the fake money first.
他们开始去研究怎么样去辨认假钞。
So then they would test the agents.
他们就开始去去测试
to see if they can.Tell the difference between counterfeit money and real money.
看他们的组员是可能够辨认说什么是真钞，什么是假钞。
Every single agent.
每一个员工
fail
都失败了。
They couldn't tell what was real money or not.
因为他们没有人可以辨别出什么是真的钞，什么是假钞。
They were confused.
因为他很混乱。
And so someone finally had this great idea.
然后有一个人有了一个美好的想法。
Why don't we have the agents study the real money?
为什么我们不要让我们员工去读去认识什么是真钞
？And once they know the real money,
当他知道什么是真钞的时候
，maybe they can tell what is real and counterfeit.
然后他们就辨认出什么是假的。
So they tested them.
他们就开始测试他们。
They all passed.
他们每一个都及格了。
And that's what we need to do.
这就是我们必须要做的。
We need to study the real gospel.
我们必须要好好来读圣经。
We need to know what the real gospel is.
我们必须对福音有一个很好的了解。
The real gospel is that Jesus came to save us.
真的福音就是耶稣来拯救我们。
Not only eternally,
不只是在永恒的里面
but even our day-to-day life.
更是在我们生命中的每一天。
Those other things that we are supposed to do.
这些其他我们需要去追求的。
It's important, yes, do those things.
是的，他们也非常重要，我们必须去执行。
Work hard.
我们需要很努力的工作。
Make those hard decisions.
我们必须要做一些很困难的决定。
But don't expect these things to save us.
可是不要期待这些会拯救你的生命。
That's the false gospel.
因为那些都是假的福音。
So again, maybe some of us are confused.
可以，我们当中可能有些人很困惑。
There's a job opportunity.
你可能有一个工作的机会。
But it's in Taiwan.
可是是在台湾。
Now maybe some of us are confused.
我们有的人有一些决定很困惑。
Maybe we have to leave our family.
可能我们必须把我们家人留在这里。
And of course, you know, sometimes we don't have a choice.
有时候当然我们没有办法，一定要做这种选择。
But sometimes there are choices.
有时候是有选择的。
And sometimes the choices that we want aren't as glamorous as the practical choices.
可能我们必须要做的选择不能够像我们想象的那么的完美。
This is how the real gospel would help us.
可是真正的福音就在这次就可以来帮助我们。
If I take this job,
如果我拿了这个工作。
Will I be the Ephesians' husband?
我们会我是否还可以像以弗所书所说的丈夫呢
？Will I love my wife?
我能爱我的太太吗
？The same way Jesus loves the church.
像耶稣基督爱教会一样吗
？That's what the real gospel says.
这是真的福音所教导我们的。
Some of us who are single.
在我们当中有一些单身的。
There is someone that we can maybe there's a this person we can marry.
有一个人是我们可能可以嫁的对象。
Who speaks perfect Mandarin?
可以讲标准的中文。
But they're not a Christian.
可是他不是基督徒。
Second Corinthians,
哥林多后书第十二章。
Do not be unequally yoked.
我们不能二不能不同同不信的不能同父一儿。
With unbelievers.
不跟不信的同父一儿。
The real gospel.
真的福音。
And then we'll be able to recognize the false gospel.
我们就可以辨认出什么是假的福音。
That's okay if he's not a Christian.
是没关系，他不是基督徒没关系的。
He speaks perfect Mandarin.
他能够讲标准的中文就够了。
That's okay.
那就够了。
False gospel.
那是假的福音。
Right. And so what we can do is we can counter every advice.
我们可以在我们所收到的每一个教导的里面
with the real gospel.
去用真的福音来对证。
Remember when Jesus was tempted in the desert?
有一天，你记得耶稣在受试探的时候
？What did Jesus counter the devil with?
耶稣怎么样去面对从魔鬼撒旦来的试探呢
？The real gospel.
就是用真的福音。
So as we close,
当我们要结束的时候。
Let's just take a moment to think about, do we know the real gospel?
让我们想一下，你是否知道什么是真的福音
？Are we making time to read the Bible every day?
你有花时间每一天来研读上帝的话语吗
？Do we know how to counter certain situations in life?
你能够辨别在你生命当中怎么去做决定吗
？From the Bible.
从圣经里面的教导。
I believe the Bible has an answer to.Every problem we have in life.
我觉得我们圣经有我们生命中所需要的一切的答案。
Our hope at this church.
我们在这里，我们的教会的一个盼望。
Is that we'll be Christians who know the real gospel.
我们是做一个有根有基的基督徒，我们是认识真正的福音。
And who will live by the real gospel.
而且我们是照着圣经的教导去过我们每一天的生活。
Let's close.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you, Lord, for a chance, Lord, to
to know who you really are. And we thank you, Lord, that as we study your word and know your word, Lord, that we will know what the truth is, and Lord, that the truth will set us free. Lord, I pray for some of us who are in a place where it's not easy. Maybe, Lord, we are confused and we have every good reason to be confused. Lord, I just pray and ask God that you would present and give each and every single one of us an extra piece of your wisdom that is found in the Bible. So, Lord, that we will know exactly what we should do, Lord, that would not only help us, Lord, but would really protect and would really keep our family sacred and together. And so we just pray and ask God that as we leave this place, Lord, we would have a new desire, a strong desire to know the real gospel and that we would study it every single day. And so we thank you and love you and pray all the things.
Amen.